KMA, DAD, monitoring. KMA, DAD, monitoring.
KE8WKL mobile and monitoring.
KE8WKL, KE8DAD, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Just on a road trip here and traveling down 75 and thought I'd put a call out to see if anybody's listening this morning.
Good to hear some life. I'm just you're 5'9" here on the north end of St. John's. I'm coming in through the Lansing 147-2A. Sounded good this morning. Hope your morning's going well. I'm just taking a little break on my chapter, I think seven, working on my general, so I thought get a little bit of that knocked out on my day off.
That's fine business there. Get that general under your belt. After I got my my technician ticket, about 6 months later, I tested for my general, and I love it. I think this winter I'm going to go ahead and see if I can get into the extra, but we'll see. And I'm just pushing 5 watts on my HT off a rooftop. I don't have a regular 2-meter radio, if you will, in my my wife's vehicle.
Oh yeah, I hear you there. My mobile, quote unquote, is my Explorer QRZ1. I love it. It's a little 5-water. I got a Nagoya on the roof, and yeah, that's what I take around with me. So yeah, those they're handy little gadgets to have for sure there.
Yep, roger that. So, where did you say you're transmitting from? What's your QTH?
QTH is St. John's, about 20 miles north of Lansing. I'm right on the north edge of town here. It's about, I'd say, two-thirds of the way north of Lansing County.
Oh, roger that. You're a ways over there. Getting in through that linked repeater out of Guilford, I tell you, I love that repeater because I can get it. I live up near West Branch, and I can hit that repeater all the way from there. And well, I've talked to people all over the place.
Oh yeah, this link system is a beautiful thing. You said you're on 75. Are you like up north of the Tri-Cities area then?
Yeah, roger that. I'm so I live in West Branch, Michigan area. Right now I'm at the Zilwaukee Bridge on I-75.
It's funny. I hear a lot of people on the system that are they happen to be driving over the Zilwaukee Bridge. I think I've been over it once or twice up in that area, but yeah, I've thought. Folks as far north as Powys on this system. I think it's mostly just the east side of the state, but I mean it's all up and down.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I'm I belong to the K8OAR Amateur Radio Club there. It's the Aranac Ogama Amateur Radio Club. And we got a really good strong repeater up there. It's a 194-940. It's not linked, but if the band conditions are right there. A few weeks back, we had people getting in from down your way.
Wow, that is quite a bit. Yeah, I I love the propagation is just we actually have our Lasitra 145-39 that we just moved from Potterville over to the WKAR TV tower in Oklahoma. And there's one there. And it moved it back up there, and it's we've had people chime in from many ways and Hillsdale and Mount Pleasant. I think we had one gentleman chime into one of our next one night, Kendallville, Indiana. So it's had some issues that they've had to work on. It was chunking itself there for a while. Been working on that, but it's a beautiful thing. And we just have a small Clinton County Amateur Radio Club. Mark is down in Lansing, but we started our club first of the year, and we're just getting things up and going, and still working on it.
KE8WKL for IV. Well, that's great news, and I see new clubs starting up. I will say we need to get some younger folks involved in radio, though, because we're kind of one-sided on the age group in our club, and hopefully there's some more younger folks that are going to get into it.
KMACAD. I think we have much the sentiment, with our club. You know, I would love to get, I don't think my boys are there. I've got my youngest friend. I think he's going to go into computer hardware. He's 17 as a junior in high school. He knows how computers are built, and he's very interested in that. And my oldest son, he's studying finance and accounting here at MSU. I work at the university. In that interval, and delivering that kind of computer. But it would be good. You know, when I took my tech exam in Ann Arbor, there was a 17-year-old young man. So, he came in with his mom drove him in to support Oakley County too. Drove him to take the exam, and I think he was 14. Passed the exam, and every person in that room high-fived him and congratulated him, and it just was so exciting to see someone that young, getting their life to take an interest in a hobby. I think he's got more of that.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I'm having a hard time picking up your signal, so I think I'm getting a little far away from the left repeater here on my side, but it's been good chatting with you. And this is Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Kilo Lima, Mobile 73, waiting on your final.
Well, it's been great talking with you this morning, and making QSL name stand, by the way. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. It looks like it's going to be nice and warm. I hear 80 today. So, beautiful day to be outside and enjoy the sunshine for sure. So, 73, and hope to talk with you again soon. Kilo Mike 8, Delta Alpha Delta, KMACAD will be clear.
73 is Dan, and my name is Tom Tango Oscar Mike.
Great chatting with you, Tom. Have a good morning.
November 8th, Victor Lima Charlie listening. NHGYU, this is NAVLC, are you out there? November 8th, Victor Lima Charlie listening.
NB8OOE Mobile.
NACLC, go ahead.
How's it going? I'm making my way to Sutton here from the Columbiaville area and just throwing my call out.
Where did you say you're located?
Coldwater and Elba Road.
Okay, I know right where you're at. You say you're on your way to Kentucky?
Benton.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're kind of scratchy, so I'm having a hard time understanding you. I'm sorry.
All right. I can't expect much more. I got to order a better antenna and then put my mobile rig in here.
I'm not sure how well I'm doing either. I'm sitting over at a park surrounded by a bunch of trees, so it could be a wee bit of fault on my end as well.
You can catch the call. Name here is Mike. Mike can be a Kilo Echo. KP8OOE.
My name's Vicki. I'm N8VLC.
Sounds familiar. I don't. How long have you had your call?
Couple of months at least. It used to be KEA-ZTM.
Where did you say you were
at? I'm going to look here. Actually, I'm in Metamora Hadley State Park right now.
Are you friends with Tammy and Jerry over here from the Davidson area?
Yeah, they belong to the same club that we do.
Yeah, that's why I've heard. I'm sure I've met you. You just belong to the club. I haven't signed on for quite some time. I really need to get more active in it, but I've just been chasing my tail.
Oh, believe me, there's plenty of that going around. Hopefully things are going to wind down a wee bit now that fall's come upon us. Summer's always a busy time for me.
Yeah, I'm going down to a job site to pick up some things that I left behind from the summer. I get down there and get some things wrapped up. I had a bit of falling out with them, and then now they're begging me to come and do some more work after they called me all sorts of bad names and go get my stuff and then get my stuff out of there and then we can negotiate.
Sounds to me like they're having a hard time getting quality workers.
Yeah, after beating me up the way I got beat up, and then they priced the guys as they normally had used for that type of job, and now they're crying.
Well, make the best deal, you know?
Just went up, especially after I get everything loaded in my trailer.
Job sites in Sutton?
Actually, in Heartland, I've done a lot of stuff there over the last year and a half, and it's getting to the end of it anyways because the place is going up for sale, and it's a little over, it's probably $550,000 house, and then the deck I built goes out over the creek off the back of the house, and then I've done all kinds of odds and ends to it, electrical work and trim work and weatherproofing and gutters and a bunch of other stuff. And I just to the end of the run of stuff, and they want boiler work, and I told them I could do it, but then they wanted a rush done on it, and they've got a heat pump in the house. I told them they could use those till I got back, and I planned a trip up to UP, and I timed a circuit for the Northern Lights and the colors, and they told me that I need to get down there right now, and I told them to take a leak.
Northern Lights, and I am dying to. Everybody's posting pictures. I've seen them on the internet where they're posting these gorgeous pictures of the Northern Lights, and now where do you go to see them?
I was quite a few hours away. I was up in the Keweenaw Peninsula in Copper. I was up in Copper Harbor for the view from Bohemian Mountain Ski Resort up on the ski lift, and then I was just south of Calumet, north of the Houghton Hancock Lift Bridge there. I was there out on the beach, sort of Calumet area, watching them, and I got to see the reds. A lot of people can't see the reds without the cell phone intensifiers, the cameras and cell phones, but I can see the different shades of reds and stuff, but I'm night blind, go figure. I gotta let my eyes adapt to it, and then the colors are there.
Yeah, that's kind of wild. Now, are you able to see them from the lower peninsula at all? We're planning a trip up probably middle of the week, end of the week, and I would love just once in my life to see the Northern Lights.
What's cool about it is we planned it 2 weeks, to do it 2 weeks earlier, and then those plans fell through because I had other things going on. I got a whole bunch of jobs coming together and that have to be done because it's all heat related. And then somebody had to work a couple extra shifts, so I couldn't do it until 2 weeks later. And then we had a sunspot, a solar flare, and that's what causes them. When you have a disruption, you have either coronal mass ejection on the sun. Generally, you get it in between 1 and 3 days, depending on how intense the solar storms are. But what it comes down to is it's related to that. KB80OE.
So the trick is to keep an eye on the solar flares so you have a better chance of seeing the aurora, right?
That's exactly it. You watch the solar flares. Solar flares, if you get like especially like X class, some of the M stuff, and if you get a double hit, it'll be a huge flare. The AM broadcasts and the low bands for ham radio were flattened out pretty good, but we got to see it up there. It was in a pretty intense show.
Yeah, I would love to see something like that. Now, I don't know, because I'm still a pretty new hand, less than a year, and one of my questions for our club was, can somebody please put on a presentation about solar activity and propagation, because I know only what I studied for to pass my exam, which is like next to nothing, right?
And that affects the daytime bands, obviously, quite a bit. And 10 was open pretty good yesterday, 10 meters, and a technician passed off operating from the bottom end of 10 meters up to about 28,500 was looking pretty good. Talked into south of Manchester, less than 100 watts. And all around the United States, Texas and Arizona quite a bit, Southern California, and Oregon, and I don't know how many states I got on 10 yesterday. But I almost talked to a guy, Simplex, downtown Montana, on the top of the band. This is kind of a general class to hire for that. But I did Saskatchewan with FM Simplex, which is pretty rare on 10 to be able to talk that far in FM. And it sounded like he was sitting in the yard with me.
Yeah, I was sitting on 10 about a week ago, and I couldn't believe it because the first time I ever tried 10, it was like, I'm doing something wrong. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm getting nowhere. And then last week, it was like clear as a bell, and somebody told me that the band just opened right up, and everybody was jamming on 10.
Unreal. When it opens up, that's the last cycle was that I really active on. I said longer than that. Oh, yeah. No, it's 30 years ago. 33? Yeah, about 33 years ago. It opened up in Europe, and I had a walkie-talkie for 10. I'd done a single side band with a 3-foot-tall fire stick TV antenna and a watt and a half of power going into it. But that thought we were going radiating about half, three-quarters of a watt. I went and caught in Europe with a lot of half three-quarters of a lot. It was phenomenal, I couldn't believe it. And I entered a cigarette plug lighter in a Cavalier.
I have completely lost you. I didn't get most of what you were saying. I think you're getting out of range or something because I completely lost you, so... this is NAVLC 73. Thanks for the conversation. I'll talk to you later.
KB8OLE, is this any better?
Oh, much better.
The Burton repeater. I got to stop by and grab a little bit of, you know what? I might not. I think I'm just going to get back on the road. Yeah, I'm going to get back on the road. It just depends on what's going on. When the band opens up, sometimes you can get around the globe for a little bit of nothing for power.
I've had some pretty good luck getting around on the various bands and been having a ball with it. I am hooked on ham radio.
Pretty phenomenal. Are you a tech or a general?
I'm a general. I got my general back in February, but I didn't get a radio. I got on HF June
29th. Alright, I'll tell you a little something. I told it to my friend that only had his tech license forever. He's a general now. And I told him, you know, leave it on the 6-meter calling frequency for FM. And he ended up doing that. I said, just turn the scratch up, leave it on that band, and just let it sit. And when the band opens up on the calling frequency, you're going to hear it. So, everybody argues about what the calling frequency is on 10. Either use 28400 or 28385 upper sideband, and just turn your squelch up. So you don't have to listen to the noise. And when it opens, you can jump on them.
Yeah, I'll give that a try. I've never done anything on 6 before.
Got a lot of traffic whizzing around me here. Gotta wait for a clear spot. Yeah, just leave it on those, and when it opens up, and you can twirl a knob around and tune in to it. But having a general class license gets you more opportunity. Now, 29600 Simplex FM is where you want to be. When that opens up, you can talk to them. It sounds just like this.
definitely do that. Like I say, I haven't even attempted six at all, but now you've got me intrigued.
I'm speaking on the microphone a little bit. I'm not catching the audio. A lot of road noise in here, too.
NAGYC, it's Vicky. Who's this?
Rick, NAGYU. Thought I'd jump in and say hi. I haven't heard you in a while. I called you a few times, but you're never there. Usually I'm busy or back in the hospital, back out of the hospital, back in the hospital. I hate this goddamn world. NAGYU.
My buddy Rick, I put a shout out to you earlier about 15 minutes ago and just got dead air, and there you are. How are I? Well, I'm not going to
talk. You're awful noisy. Sounds like you've got your antenna pointed in the wrong direction if you've got direction. Yeah, I don't want to lose your third partner out there, but I'll try to see that. I'm just sitting here doing nothing. I don't know how long this thing will last because I'm running just 2 watts on the battery, so it might not last very long. But anyway, good to hear your voice. Speak up. You're so low. It's like the first time I've met you. You need some more audio.
Give me about 15, 20 minutes, and let me get back home,
because
I've got something to tell
you,
okay?
Okay.
I'm really low. 3:39 now, so figure 4:15, something like that. Okay, I'm just about waiting. You guys continue on talking in ATYU. To turn the gain up on the audio input.
Yeah, I'll have to play with this radio. I don't use this radio very often. So I'm gonna have to tune it, dial it, push the button, put that kind of stuff on it, see if it'll help me out any.
Did you go to any of the homesteading stuff at Gary and Tammy's?
No, I haven't had a chance all summer long. Every time she sends me, the notice through texting, I've either got a family reunion, I'm going to be out of town, and even this last one, we were up north, so I have not been to any of them.
The last one was, I had done a presentation on the ATS 20 Plus, and then I'd done a secondary on that crash course refresher, and I'd done some demonstrations with it, and a bunch of people got to use their own receivers to tune around the low bands. And then Larry is going to do a radio presentation the beginning of next month.
Well, I'll definitely try to get to that, because it sounds really interesting, and I've just not been able to get it done.
If a lot of fun. They had a canning thing for canned food, and the seed preservation, that got moved around, which was I was really depressed about, but it it's something I wanted to see because I've never done it with heirloom seeds. I've never saved them from year to year.
Well, I sure don't need a canning demonstration. I can do that in my sleep. And finally got all my canners put away, and I'm a happy girl. I'm back outside and doing things, and not as well as I should be, but I'm doing them. And seed saving week was not as much as I probably should, but a lot of that stuff we've been doing for years. But it hurts to get fresh ideas from people. You get stuck in a rut, and maybe you just don't know, you know, all the new methods.
I've got like five pressure canners for doing meat, and I haven't used them in years. I should order some parts for them to make sure I'm all set.
Yeah, you're going to want them, that's for sure.
Just what if I get back into fishing with the suckers and the... Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't think I'm going this way. Oh, no, this is not cool. I-75 South is jammed.
I-75 South is jammed? It's a big parking lot? What's the deal, do you know?
I don't really want to find out. It's 75 South to I-69 interchange.
Yeah, that's always kind of a mess. Flint, right now, is a complete dumpster fire trying to get around.
Okay, they're gonna have to get over. Oh, boy. I'll tell you what, that was not fun. Just breaking laws as they go, I guess. I don't know. I'm going to get to where I need to go, and that's that.
Well, good luck getting to your destination. We are pulling into our driveway as we speak, so thanks for the chat, and we'll catch you later. This is November 8th, 15 to Charlie, and I'll give you a 573.
73, and I appreciate it, too. Have a good afternoon. This is KV8 Ollie.
Zero Echo 8 Sierra Uniform Golf. Has anybody copied his transmission? Loud and clear. We copied. Roger. Yeah, my name is Alan Alpalima, Alpha November, and I'm over here about 10 miles south of Colton Lake, and I bought this radio off a friend of mine at a ham fest that they had up there in Gaylord, and this frequency is on there, and I'm not even sure what it is. Guilford? Tuscarona? Cascola?
It's Lapeer County. It covers much of Lapeer. It's a great station. I mean, there's a lot of people on here. Some of them's not friendly. Some of them are very friendly. I only talk to the friendly ones. So, I'll shoot my call. My name is Rick Romeo India Charlie Kilo. I'm in Emily City, Michigan, which is, I don't know, about 15 miles east and slightly north of Lapeer, I think. That's about where I am, and I'm on a walkie-talkie right now with 2.5 watts.
Wow, that's doing a great job. Like, I just bought this Kenwood off my friend, WATSF, I don't know if you know Dan, I bought it off of him. And it came loaded with 3 frequencies, and this was one of them, and now I got to figure out how to program this damn thing, but I'll get around to it eventually, but Yeah, I'm in a little town called Meredith, and like I say, I'm about 10 miles south of Holton Lake and 18 miles north of Gladwin.
Okay, I think I hear it. I know some of the areas up there. I always wanted to move further off, and I was hoping to get about 60 so the wife said I said, I wasn't looking for a bungalow, I was looking for 50 acres. And yeah, we're talking $500,000 so yeah. I guess I was just going to the right time over.
Roger, yeah. I'm starting to lose now. I don't know if it's a good fencing or if it's getting out of range. So, doggone, it's been a pleasure. I'd like to talk to you a little bit longer, but the conditions on my end here are just starting to drop out, so... 73 from AEHUG.
KFA, BRD.
Roger. NACYU, signing clear. And go ahead, take it away, my friend.
I was just going to add that that must be, or it is a linked repeater, because you're coming in on the KV8LCY in Lansing, frequency 147. It's transmitting on 147880, but I don't know, I can't remember the receive.
It is linked, and I'm not sure with all the frequencies, but I know it goes all over the place, and that's, I never understood why they've done that. I know they want range, and it's good, but again, it's just like the local area the way it used to be. Back in the day, let's put it that way, it's everybody for their own, and the guy who had the power, and the guy who's done this and done that, and ate his oatmeal in the morning, got the best frequencies or spots. So now it's just key it, and you walk all over the damn planet, and no one knows where they're at half the time. So it.
yeah. I just figured I'd throw that out there. I just, you know, because I was like, geez, old Pete, they're coming from Lapeer, and then I looked it up. I'm like, oh, okay, it's linked. So, name's Jim, KF8BRD out of Grand Ledge, and good afternoon.
Okay. This is Charlie Kilo. Call is Nancy 8, Gulf Yankee Uniform. I'm an Emily City, Michigan, or Emily City, a suburb of here. How's that? That's one way to put it. Here is a finale, and I'm about 5 miles from the fire station, so I can start fighting whenever I want to. Anyway, update 73, you're doing a fantastic job of booming in here today. I was on the low band.
A lot of that was static, but I heard bits and pieces. I'll go ahead and let you go. Like I said, I just heard you guys chatting and figured I'd interject that that was a linked repeater. So, KF8, BRD, 73, sir, both sirs. Have a good day.
Roger. 73's to you from NACYU, City, Michigan. Bye-bye.
Thank you. This is
NAPLC. Get on that mic.
What was that?
Get on the mic. You're so low, it's not funny. You gotta get up there and chew that mic a little bit louder or talk louder.
Yikes, Rick, you're real staticky. What's going on?
I'm upstairs on the walkie-talkie. I figured it wouldn't last long. I got roots on 2.5 watts, so it's not working real well today.
So, tell me why you've been in and out of the hospital. Is it still your back?
Yeah, my back, and I fell again the other day and done a little more damage to it. So, yeah, I keep thinking I'm this raging bull and I'm just a kid in a peanut factory.
Now, did you have to spend any time in the hospital or what's going on?
Oh, yeah, 5 days. The last one was 5 days worth, and they put all kinds of intravenous things in my back. Fluids going into my neck, and hopefully it's helping to clear the infection that I got in the blood. Like one thing after another, you know, you never know. You know, you get old and everything seems to be A-okay, but it's not A-okay. And I said, yeah, the wife's probably hoping I kick off soon. Chance to get big bucks. And she spotted me in front of the doctor. I got a witness, so it was fun. Go ahead.
Well, I reckon you had it coming by the sounds of it.
Oh, yeah. She don't take no for an answer. But anyway, we had fun. We've been together for 50 years, so I guess I keep her. Or she keeps me, maybe. I don't know. She's got her ways. She don't make my potato soup the way I like it made, but she always comes around to thinking it's my way.
If you want potato soup, you're going to get it the way she wants to make it unless you do it yourself, right?
Yep, but I got a louder voice, so it's... She makes hamburger soup. I don't know if you've ever tried that or not. That's a good one. I love that. She makes it two ways. One with just the broth and one that's a creamed hamburger. And it's I'm telling you what, for a cheap 1 pound or 2 pound pack of hamburger and you got to use Klusky noodles, though. Klusky noodles is the only way to fly when you're dealing with that. And I've tried it with several different noodles. Klusky's got something different about them. They make them different, I know that. But they're really, really good, Klusky noodles.
I've never even heard of Klusky noodles.
They're usually at the bottom shelf in Kroger's, but they're excellent. They make them Polish way. They use a different flour. They're just totally different. I use them in my chicken soup. When I make chicken soup, I do a whole chicken in the pot. Klusky's is the only way. I've tried the egg noodles. I've tried the 3/4 inch wide, the extra thick, the thin. Klusky's is the only way to go. And I'm saying from experience, because I've tried it on several people where I've ruined four whole chickens. And I put them all four at a time on the stove, cooked them, added the noodles, done this, done that, everything, four of them. And I'm telling you what, every one of them gets these noodles. I don't know why. There's a reason. It's flavor, and they're just perfect for that particular.
Well, I'll have to go see if I can find me some. I like a good noodle now and then. try to stay away from them. I might as well just rub them on my butt, because that's where all that stuff ends up.
Come on, it can't. Your hubby wouldn't tolerate that. He would say, okay, time to ship you out. Get one of them 18-year-olds.
Let me tell you something, an 18-year-old would kill him.
Yeah, that's usually the case for all of us. We like to think big, but hey, we're just a peewee in the park. That's what we are. All us old timers. You gotta think about the 18-year-old days when you were way back in the 60s. I got out of the service now and came back here, and man, I was a rooster. Yeah, had my sergeant stripes on. I was just massive. And then I got my ass kicked by a girl who happens to be my wife. Anyway, how about that story?
See, then you had to marry her, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's what happened. Mesmerized me, or what do they say that is on YouTube? Pookified me or something. Mesmerized me, whatever it's called.
Well, let me tell you what I've been doing. My husband has made me a couple of antennas, and they're the NVIS antennas. I've got a 40-meter and now an 80-meter. And on the 20-meter, I was on it the other day, and I was talking to a guy in Troy, and I've never been able to get anybody in my state. I mean, very rarely on 40 can I hear anybody that close to me. And I was just thrilled to death, and I had people from all over Michigan I was talking to. And then as far away as, I think, Illinois, Ohio, Indiana, a couple of other places. So I was getting out, over in Canada. So I was getting out there with it, too. And then yesterday, he popped up with my 80-meter, and I was talking to a guy in Clarkston. I mean, he's like 15 miles from me. I was so excited I could hardly stand it in ATLC.
That is fantastic. Of course, I think it's pretty important to open, but you're surrounded by your pushers. I can tell he's going to love you for it. You're straining him to the end of his limit. But again, that's the right way to do it. I shouldn't say if it's a beam or a diagonal or a vertical sloper. What is it?
It is, both of them, they're completely horizontal, but they're not but maybe 3 feet off the ground. And on the 80, I kind of burst into a couple of guys talking yesterday because I wanted to know where they were at and if they could hear me and give me a signal report and all that kind of stuff. And the one guy, like I say, was in Clarkston. Another guy was, he was in Indiana. But anyway, what they were doing, and I didn't realize it at the time, I was just coming in at the beginning of a pre-net check-in, and they logged me in, and I didn't realize it, and they said, well, you're number 6 in the log. And then I thought, okay. And as these people were coming on, they were giving me all these signal reports, and it was wonderful. I was getting a guy in Yale, in Lake City, and then as far away as New Jersey, because he was checked in on the net. So anyway, it's on 3935, and you should get on there tonight. The actual net starts at 6, but they start the pre-check-ins around 5:15.
Sounds like fun. 3839. I'll have to check it out and listen for a little bit. I reckon your audio is better than you talk. You gotta get on that mic and raise your voice level up, or get power mic or something, because your audio was hard to hear you. But he was fine, but it was just so low. But it was you. I could tell. I could tell, and I thought it was you, but it's hard to hear you. Yes, it's working good. And congratulate your husband again.
I have a feeling it's not going to work very well. And then if not, then I'm just going to switch over to the NDIS and have some fun. Isn't that neat?
Absolutely. And that's what's fun about ham radio. My brother's one that can't stand it. You know, he says, you got a cell phone there, why don't you call him? It's easier. Yep, but it doesn't have all the abilities that I have. And, you know, he gets all flustered with me because I enjoy doing this, and he don't have a license. And I said, come on, I'll get you going. We'll get you tests and get your novice license and get you at least a general class. Oh, I ain't wasting my time on that crap. That's just BS. And that, he goes on and on. I get a lecture from him every once in a while, but he'll be charged up, or I'll go downstairs if I can get down there and take care of it. The big one you'll hear me on, I guarantee it. N-A-G-Y-U. Goodbye, dear.
N-A-C-L-C. I'll talk to you later, Rick. 7-3.
KFADOT listening. Thank you.
KF8BDT.
Yeah, you sound like money there. Your audio's a little low.
Yeah, he turned it back to the beam, and I don't know. I've just been fighting it. It's, some say it's good, some not. So I appreciate that.
Not a problem. This thing doesn't sound like it's on the link today. I'm going to go back over to 260. I got you checked in here, so this is KCADP. Just what?
Thank you very much. We're over here by Oakley, so that's north of Owosso.
Oh, I thought I was talking to a fellow out of Clio that wanted to have a radio check.
Well, that's me. I'm KF8BDT. I was trying to get you on the other station, so I switched up. So, anyways, appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, KCADP.